The truth is that we're immersed in this sea of rather invisible, tasteless, and certainly odorless man-made electromagnetic fields that are really about 100 million times more than what our own grandparents were exposed to. So I think we have to be aware that with all of our convenience, that we're very reticent to give up, and of course, we need not. There may be some ways to protect ourselves against some of the problems that we're really finding along the way, and I've really been in my career rather a maverick to search out some of the underlying causes of disease. And quite honestly, George, within the past 10 years, I've been a little concerned about the increase in so many disorders that seem to be very common now, but, you know, were almost unheard of a decade ago.
That's a good point. Now, I want to talk with you, too, Ann Louise, about some of these health-related issues and how you got into really studying this and recommending and helping people. You know, as you well know on this program, we are staunch proponents of alternative medicine. And, you know, I think mainstream medicine does a very adequate job for what it does, but there's nothing like trying to have your own body heal itself. You got into this at a point in your life. How come?
I got into this because I got sick. I happened to grow a tumor, and a really strange tumor. It was a tumor that became known as a benign parotid gland tumor. It began as a lump on the side of my face. It was in front of the jawbone. It was the very side of my head where I kept a cell phone attached, George, nearly every waking hour, because I, like you, am on the road very frequently, and I was doing business in cars and planes and trains, and quite frankly, I thought it was a real mystery. And then, almost by accident, although we all know there's no such thing as really accidents, you know, I read about a study, and it was published in a peer-reviewed journal, a very well-reviewed journal called the American Journal of Epidemiology, and it was about cellular phone use and the risk of these benign and malignant parotid gland tumors. And I read that people who kept their cell phones against one side of their head for several hours a day were 50% more likely to develop this rare salivary gland tumor on that side. And I started doing some more reading because apparently these tumors are equal opportunity growth. I mean, I read how LeBron James underwent surgery for a benign parotid gland tumor just like mine in 2009, and how even Roger Ebert, the Pulitzer Prize-winning movie critic,
God.
Had one.
They cut his jaw all over the place, didn't
well,
they?
Well, his was cancerous. Thank God mine was benign. But I got to tell you something. These are strange growths that you never saw years ago. And then, to be quite honest with you, around that same time when my own tumor started to surface, a lot of my clients were complaining about very bizarre symptoms. They were talking about ringing in their ears and flushing and buzzing and heating and tingling. And I came to the conclusion that maybe we all shared one thing in common, and that was that we were surrounding ourselves at home and at work and even in the car with more electric, electronic, and digital devices. And I've always had a very alternative side to me, George, which hasn't come out until now on Coast to Coast on your radio show. I studied energy medicine over 30 years ago and was introduced to the art of radiesthesia, which is the science, really, of measuring the vibrational forces that emanate from human beings as well as animals, plants, and even vitamin supplements. To me, it was like tuning into the invisible force fields that surround all of us, like you tune into the various stations on your TV or radio. And even years ago, when I was doing that kind of work with my friends and family, I was finding certain kinds of radiation from X-rays and nuclear plants or people who are frequently flying or living within 100 miles of a nuclear facility. And in those days, I would tell people to take a salt and soda bath. You'd do 1 pound of sea salt and then 1 pound of baking soda and a tub of hot water, as hot as that could be tolerated, and that seemed to dissipate that type of radiation. And then years later, when I started having my own problems, started testing myself and using some of these electromedicine techniques and voltmeters and diagnostic tools, they were finding a different type of radiation. They were finding electropollution, these EMFs that were considered to be benign, but I was finding that they were really providing me with these terrible biological effects. So I have been interested ever since. That's really the reason I got into this.
Are you also convinced, I might as well ask you this too, that cancer lives in an acidic body as opposed to an alkaline body?
I do. And I'll tell you something, that a lot of this radiation, we certainly know that the very ionizing kinds of radiation, the radiation that you get from X-rays or CAT scans, can make the system very acidic. The radiation that you get from nuclear fallout makes the body very acidic as well, which was why that very alkalizing salt and soda bath that I shared with you was first developed. Believe it or not, it was developed by my own master teacher, who had been working with the scientists on the top secret Manhattan Project, in which the atom bomb was detonated in the early morning hours of July in 1945 in New Mexico. So we were finding an enormous amount of acidity. And yes, I think that that's very true. Some of these types of radiation make the body exceedingly acidic, and you can't get well unless you have a balance. And that's what all of this about, you know, that's what all of it's about. It's about getting balanced. It's about being healthy. And it's about learning how you protect yourself against technology that's really on the move. Because I don't think we're going to stop our cell phones, or we're going to be stopping some of this wireless that's going nationwide with even stronger antennas, but we've got to do something.
They're even talking about the homes of the future won't have electrical plugs, that everything will be wireless, even your appliances.
And that's kind of scary. That's kind of scary. Because, you know, one of the titles that I wanted to give this book was The Real Inconvenient Truth. And that's because I think we've got too much of a good thing, or maybe not too much of a good thing, but too much of an unnatural thing here. Because all of these frequencies, George, are simply not frequencies that exist in nature. I mean, these types of man-made electronic exposures have very unusual pulsing patterns. They have different waveforms. They've got strange intensities and varying signaling characteristics. I mean, they're just not normal to the human body, but they affect the human body more so than any other types of waves on what they call the electromagnetic spectrum. So this stuff is impacting us, and you can talk to people all over the country, as I have, who are starting to get sick because of this. And quite honestly, I think that there's been a lot of information about the problems with all of our electrical gadgets and our appliances and Wi-Fi that's simply been suppressed, that people really don't know anything about, because there was no pre-market testing when cell phones came on the market, unbelievably.